LifeCare provides valuable whole life insurance to cover final expenses, such as medical bills, burial costs, and unpaid debt. A final expense insurance policy is fast, easy, affordable life insurance that's available to anyone between the ages of 50 and 80. No medical exams, no lengthy questionnaires, and no waiting period. The application process is quick and easy. You can even apply without having to undergo a medical examination. Just answer a few questions and we'll do the rest. With the average funeral cost skyrocketing to $11,000 and Social Security only paying $255, you need simple, affordable peace of mind for you and your whole family. Don't leave behind unpaid expenses, expenses that, if left unattended, will burden your family tremendously. Benefits include a guaranteed premium that will never increase, a guaranteed cash value, and a guaranteed death benefit that can never decrease. To find out how you can get final expense insurance with a guaranteed lifetime rate lock, call LifeCare at 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683. 800-956-0683.
Continuing to bring you our 2022 coverage of IFA from Berlin, Germany, I'm Dave Graveline. Welcome back into tomorrow. Thanks for joining us. Know that we are taking your calls once again, so you can join us anytime at your convenience with any questions. Perhaps you have questions about some things you heard or saw regarding our IFA coverage. Or you've got general questions about consumer tech, or want to help another listener from a call that you heard previously. Any number of things we want to hear from you. 800-899-INTO, anytime, 24/7. Or, of course, use the free Into Tomorrow app. We love it when you do that because you sound like you're right here in the studio with us. Just click on that Message to Studio button. Or on any device with a browser and a microphone, you can click the Ask Dave microphone at intotomorrow.com. Let us hear from you. After a break, of course, due to COVID, Qualcomm CEO Cristiano Amon once again opened up this year's IFA in Berlin with his keynote address, focusing on the latest advancements of their Snapdragon processor. He started off talking about how one particular device is at the center of everything.
I am super happy to be here at IFA in person, and it's such an honor and a privilege to have the opening keynote. As a society and as an industry, we've been through a lot. You know, we've been through the pandemic. Actually, some countries are still dealing with the pandemic. The semiconductor supply chain crisis. Now we look at the horizon. You have, you know, high energy costs, inflation, macroeconomic headwinds. But technology will continue to move forward. And we have a very exciting future powered by technology, and that's what I'm here to tell you all about it today. If you look at the smartphone today, it's our most inseparable device. It fundamentally changed our lives. It changed the society. It's always there with us. It's connected, enable us to be productive. And as a result of what we see today with our smartphone, the smartphone and those experiences are influencing the experience of every other device. And we expect everything to be connected, everything to be intelligent, and we're gonna see this happening now with pretty much everything. And that leads to a change also happen with Snapdragon. And that's what I'm here to tell you about today at the opening keynote of IFA. Extraordinary experiences everywhere, powered by Snapdragon. We're really building at Qualcomm a world where everyone and everything is going to be intelligent connected. And we expect every device to be smart, to have artificial intelligence, to be connected to the cloud 100% of the time, to tap into the unlimited computing power of the cloud and create a complete new experience that we learn to appreciate from our smartphone.
Cristiano talked about how modern experiences are mobile and went on to tell us about the latest version of their processor.
Everyone knows that innovation in mobile really happened on Snapdragon in Android. I want to start talking about Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1. Compared to 8 Gen 1, Snapdragon 8 Plus has 60 minutes longer gaming playing time. You can stream video for almost 1.5 times longer. That's kind of the changes in battery life. You can browse the web for almost an hour more in your day. And just on talk time, compared to the prior generation, it had 5.5 hours. Faster GPU, 30% better in power efficiency with the prior generation. Also to the CPU, and it has AI with a 20% improvement in performance per watt.
Qualcomm recently announced a broad strategic partnership with Samsung and their Galaxy line of mobile devices. We then heard from Dr. Wan Jun Choi, the head of flagship product R&D at Samsung, who told us more.
For more than two decades, Samsung and Qualcomm have delivered most premium Android experiences. We have a common goal to lead mobile innovation and to aim in providing the most connected, powerful devices. We want to connect people everywhere and create new opportunities. Today, I am so proud to announce the next chapter of our collaboration together. We look forward to expanding this partnership with more exciting new plans throughout 2030. You will see even more Snapdragon-powered Galaxy devices for years to come. These Galaxy smartphones, tablets, and PCs will reaffirm our goal to deliver the world's best experience. Most recently, this came to life with the brand new Galaxy foldables. Galaxy Z Fold 4 and Z Flip 4 are part of our journey that began back in 2019. Before we create this new category, it took us more than 8 years to launch the very first foldable device. This ensured we provide a meaningful experience to our users. And as a result, we created something that the world had never seen before. And now Galaxy Foldables are changing the smartphone landscape with bold innovation. They are also changing users' behaviors in new ways. But we are not done yet. We had to make sure this new category was even more powerful to enable various needs. That's exactly the reason why the fourth generation foldable is powered by the new Snapdragon 8 Plus Gen 1 mobile platform globally. Samsung and Qualcomm are committed to provide the best connected experiences to the entire Galaxy ecosystem, including smartphones, tablets, wearables, PCs, and so much more to come.
Cristiano Amon came back out to tell us how they focus on mobile and how they can take those mobile experiences into other types of devices.
There are three foundations of what we're doing. Number one, it's about being connected wirelessly to the cloud 100% of the time. So it's about bringing the best of wireless connectivity. The world already decided a long time ago, last mile connectivity is wireless. It's about bringing high performance, low power computing, and on-device intelligence. And we identified a few areas which are really important. Snapdragon Smart, taking artificial intelligence to pretty much everything in every capability of your phone. Snapdragon Sight, it's not about just camera, but camera and computer vision. It ranges from phones all the way to autonomous cars. Snapdragon Connect, the modem is just not about being connected and that's it. Connectivity is part of every single experience today, every single application. We live in a cloud-connected era, so how we think about connectivity as an experience for each and every device and application. Security, sound, and of course, gaming. Mainstream gaming is coming to mobile, fastest-growing gaming segment, and I think we're just at the beginning of that transition.
We then heard about how AI has become the most disruptive technology in many of our mobile experiences. He started off by talking about the use of AI in mobile photography.
The ability to take clear pictures at night with low light is AI understanding what the scene is and making adjustments in changing the photography. How you think about noise cancellation. Audio is so important right now, especially as we think about the new ways of work and the ability to use AI to only give you the noise that you want the way you want it. Gaming. The ability to recognize objects as we start to embark on virtual reality and augmented reality. And then the ultimate case, how AI will allow your car to drive itself. As we think about these experiences, Qualcomm is also changing as we become also an AI leader. And as I talk about Snapdragon Smart, I'm going to go now talk about connectivity, which is also changing with AI. So I mentioned that connectivity is now essential to our daily lives. And it's just not about my modem is connected and I am connected to the internet. No, that's not enough. So what Qualcomm have been doing is really looking at connectivity as an experience. You wanted the best connectivity at a time for the type of application that you're doing, and you need to think about connectivity deeply integrated with every single application. And that's what's really behind what we call Snapdragon Connect. It's not just providing you the fastest modem. It's about making connectivity work to exceed your expectations across every single possible technology.
And staying on the subject of connectivity, Aman went on to discuss the latest and fastest version of Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi 7.
Wi-Fi 7 is already here. And Wi-Fi is extremely important. I want to spend some time telling you about how Wi-Fi is changing. We saw during the pandemic incredible growth of not only Wi-Fi technology, new routers, new broadband, but also mesh routers, because during the pandemic, people started to discover their homes, and they realized you need connectivity in every single corner of the home. I'm thrilled to show you the world's first public demonstration of a game-changing Wi-Fi 7 capability called HBS Multilink. With HBS Multilink, you aggregate multiple bands of spectrum, two channels of 160 megahertz to a total of 320 megahertz to deliver dates in excess of 5 gigabits per second. Two times faster than Wi-Fi 6. We're really in the era of fiber-like speed through wireless, both happening on 5G as well as Wi-Fi. And it's really enabling the capabilities of connectivity for all of the different use cases that we understand now and the ones that are coming into the future.
Cristiano told us that the foundation of what Snapdragon Connect is and their goal is to deliver the best possible connectivity, no matter the use case. We'll have more from Cristiano Amon's keynote next hour, including a really informative discussion that he has with the CEO of premium audio company Bose. Stay tuned for that, plus more great interviews from IFA and your phone calls as Into Tomorrow continues.